Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a live episode of New You City Chat. You're listening here with me tonight. My name is Danielle Mercurio. I'm a city lifestyle expert and coach here in Manhattan, but I'm hoping that I am reaching out to so many different people all over the country in any city and maybe even not cities, because you'll find tonight our guests that are joining us are from everywhere, the mountains and the near the beach. And I just love that this show can bring in so many different people from so many different areas. And before we officially begin, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor tonight, and that is Audible.com. Now, Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. You can listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want, and you can get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. We'll mention that again later on in the show if you didn't get it all. So welcome again and again. I am so pleased that you are here with us tonight. We have a really, really, really exciting show. I am so pumped for this. A lot of the shows that we have is something that I'm pretty familiar with, or I already have an interest or kind of dabbled in it a little bit. This, I am a total newbie. I've done it a couple times, and I just need to know more. I need to know more, especially anything holistic, anything alternative, anything in the spiritual realm. I am hooked. I am in. So the fact that I have not gotten into this yet is actually a little bit surprising. And what I'm talking about is EFT, also known as the Emotional Freedom Technique, or some of you may know it as tapping. It may be, if for those of you that have heard of it before, or you know, heard people talk about how they tap away their fears or tap away their anxiety or nervous energy, or maybe they use tapping to heal an area in their body, or maybe you just, you know, have heard of it, but just kind of it went over your head, or you think tapping and you think about tap dancing or something silly like that, or when you hear EFT, you think of maybe something else that kind of sounds similar, like EKG or something of that nature. And I have done it a couple of times myself just through my own research. I've follow Nick Ortner, who's kind of big in the tapping world, and he gave a seminar once, so I followed along with that. And then Gabby Bernstein, who many of you know that I totally love and follow, and I think we have some spirit junkies listening tonight, so if you are, shout out to you lovely ladies, or brothers and sisters, I should say, because spirit junkies are boys as well. And when I saw Gabby speak, I want to say a couple months ago, she led us through a tapping exercise. And it was really powerful, and I really liked it. And the couple times that I've done it, I've really felt an energy from it. However, nothing really happened from there. It wasn't something where I was like, oh, I should continue doing this on my own. I don't really know how you make it more sustainable. I don't really understand the different ways that you go about it. So that's why I really just wanted to have this show, just so I could give all of you another platform to learn how you can kind of clear some of those blocks that may be coming your way. Maybe you're just way too stuck in your head, and so doing a physical activity such as tapping may help you, or just, you know, something new to explore, something to learn about, something to enhance your mind around. And so that was really just my for tonight's show. So we're going to get into it pretty quickly. Like I said, we have a really jam-packed show. We have two guests on tonight, which is really, really exciting. We have our first guest, I'll introduce in a moment, but her name is Susan Webb, and she is going to be taking us through just the whole the EFT 101, if you will. And then after I interview with her, I'm going to have an opportunity to have another guest on, Paula Graham, who is an EFT enthusiast and health coach, and she's going to kind of debrief the interview with me. Because, again, I don't consider myself to know much about EFT, so that's why I'm really excited to interview Susan. And then to have someone who is really passionate about EFT and practices it herself go through the interview with me and pick up anything else that I may have missed or any other insight that she wants to add or enhance the conversation in that way. So it's going to be really fun, like I said. And if you want to participate, we'd love to have you as well. You are welcome to call in with any questions. If you have comments, the number is 646-716-9397. We also have a chat room. So if you're listening via the link on blogtalkradio.com/lifecoachradionetwork, if you scroll down, you'll find a chat room. And in that chat room, you can, I see we have a couple people in there now. Hello. And you can write in anything you want, if you want us to repeat something, if you have a question that way. Like I said, there, I always say this on my shows, there are no silly questions. The thing that you're dying to know, probably 100 other people are dying to know in that same moment. And would, don't be shy. Feel free to ask. It's anonymous, so I have no idea who you are. So just use that as a tool to help you kind of open up. So again, for those of you who are first time listening, welcome to my show. My name is Danielle Mercurio, the lifestyle coach here in New York City, helping people find Zen amidst the chaos. And with that, we're going to get right into our show tonight on EFT. So like I mentioned, we're going to have two guests. Our first guest is going to be Susan Somerset Webb, and she is a highly sought-after professional speaker, a popular author, and catalyst for deep and profound personal change. She's also an advanced emotional freedom technique practitioner, a Psych K practitioner, and a certified NLP practitioner. She's considered an expert by the experts. Her clients include high-profile public personalities and people all over the world who practice in diverse professions, including psychotherapy, acupuncture, law, and chiropractic. In addition to working with adults, thriving practice working with children and teenagers. She is the author of Tap It, the EFT Playbook, the creator of an ongoing 8-week online course for entrepreneurial women, an EFT program for teens with addiction, and an EFT and Law of Attraction tapping group, as well as a free 1-hour monthly teleclass to Tapping Tribe. For more information, you can visit Susan at www.tapintoyourlife.com. Or you can contact her for speaking engagements or to find out more about her workshop availability at her email, susan@tapintoyourlife.com. So with that, I would love to welcome Susan to the show. Hi, Susan.
Good evening. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me. I was so excited a couple weeks back when I made the post to say, hey, I really want to do a show on tapping. Is anyone available? And one of my colleagues from my coaching program was the one, Tricia, that actually recommended you, and I was so happy that she put us in touch.
Yeah, the blessings of Facebook, right?
Yes, yes. Social media does have its pros, I do believe.
Oh, it does. I've gotten clients from all over the world through Facebook, and it's been a real blessing to me.
Yeah, no, it definitely has. So I will never knock it. I think, you know, we need to have our limits for sure. But at the end of the day, it definitely is a blessing for getting our message out there and getting in contact with people that really we can work with and need us most. So win-win in my eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, so I would love, you know, I just read your bio. You clearly have so much involvement in the world of EFT. You're really engaged. You've really gotten so deep into it and are truly advanced at this point. Let's backtrack to the beginning. What actually brought you into this world? How did you even find out about it and then decide it was something that you wanted to share with others?
Well, interesting. It's a short story. It's a fascinating story, and I'm going to keep it very short. In 2001, I was sick in bed for a year with an undiagnosed illness. I was really sick. I was just allergic to everything. And they couldn't figure out what it was. And so I was bankrupt at that time. I couldn't work. And I was so depressed, I was suicidal. So a friend of mine had gone to a conference down in Miami. I'm in Florida here, at the University of Miami Medical School. And at that time, I don't know if they still do it. I hope they do it, that the med students are required to take one alternative course. And so Gary Craig, who was the developer of EFT, was teaching that class. She went down there and she said, you know, there were really just miracles happening in that ballroom. It was incredible. And I will bet you if you learned how to do this, it could help you. So long story short, I looked it up. I found a practitioner in New York, as a matter of fact, and that I trusted, and I worked with him for 6 months, and then I became so intrigued because it helped me so much that I went ahead and got my certification and then my advanced certification, and here I am today.
Wow, that's really incredible. you know, clearly our heart goes out for you when you're in that position in life where you have those moments where it is just literally rock bottom. You don't know what to do. You're so sick. You know, you're in a place where financially things just aren't set, and of course that leads to a depressed state. So the fact that you were able to find this and come into it and come out of it and then in such a beautiful way is really remarkable. And I love that you just were gung-ho and knew that this is something you need to get certified in and really advanced as far as you could with it and are still engaged in it today. So I think that's incredible.
Yeah, you know, it saved my life. It really, I mean, yeah. There's just no two ways about it. It saved my life. So I would say to people, look, if it could save my life, and your life is pretty great comparatively, think about what it could do for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That makes it sound even more incredible when you look at it that way, like how it could really elevate you even further, no matter what state you're in. And if you're in a everyday okay state, then wow, like where could it, you know, bring you next.
Yeah, right, sure. If you're not in crisis and you simply need some help sorting things out or some anger issues or whatever's going on with you, you know, EFT is an amazing tool. It can, you know, it has various applications. It works on, you know, trauma and abuse, stress management, fears, phobias, depression, back pain, chronic disease, smoking, allergies, headaches, stress. It's amazing what it's good for.
I love it. So that being said, I would love for you to give kind of the best description, EFT 101, for some of our listeners that have never heard of it before. How would you summarize it best? What is EFT?
What is it?
Practice?
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, chances are that everyone on this line has tried various things for, you know, your weight, your depression, allergies, pain, whatever, phobias, abuse. But, you know, and you've thrown lots of money and time at it and just gotten very little help from that. Things just weren't working and you knew intuitively there might be another way. Well, EFT is the way because it, and I will go later on during the conversation, I'll talk about that, but Western medicine's focus has always been on our bodies as a chemical system. So, but we also have this very complex energy system that the Chinese discovered several thousand years ago called energy meridians, and I'm sure everybody's heard of that. That's, you know, when you think of acupressure and acupuncture, that's what you think of. So it runs throughout our bodies, and meridians are the centerpiece of Eastern medicine and health practices. So EFT uses these meridians to clear energy blockages in your body, literally contributing to physical and emotional well-being. So Gary Craig, whom I mentioned earlier, he was a Stanford engineer and never really practiced engineering because he wanted to develop something that would be a benefit to mankind. And it's a long story how he got there, but you can probably look it up. His discovery statement for EFT was that the cause of all negative emotions is a disruption in this energy system. So when you clear the disruption or the blockage using EFT, you have physical and emotional freedoms. Literally, you feel different. There's no describing it. There's no describing how you feel when you let that go. And remember, everybody on this call, everything is about the feeling. We do everything so that we can feel better. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does to me, absolutely, and I'll reframe it. So basically what it is it really gets to the parts of our emotional and our physical well-being, the parts that just seem to be blocked, the areas where almost sometimes I like to think of it when I'm stuck in something, it's like there's a shield. There's something that's covering over where I want to get to, and I can't seem to get through it. But the thought of getting through it is that freedom right there. I always think about when I have to, let's say, go somewhere that I don't really feel like going or just doing something that just seems like a pain to me. I think about there's a shield. It's like, no, don't go. But in the back of my mind, it's like if you could just get through it, that would be your freedom. And at the end of the day, what do we all really want? We just want to feel better. We want to break through those blocks. We want to break through those things that we just say, oh, I'm too exhausted today, I'll work on it tomorrow, or just whatever it may be, or just so depressed to think that, you know what, I'm too deep in, I can't even muster the strength to try to change. But really, we just want, what you said, to feel better.
Yeah, to feel better. And, you know, the idea, and this is an old belief for most of us, by the way, is that we have to push through the pain to get to the other side. But we don't have to do that anymore with tools like EFT. We don't. We just tap it away. And there's zero resistance, because when you have an emotional block, it's literally a block in your body's energy system. So, for instance, when you're trying to create something new in your life, you want to start a business, or you want to go on a hot air balloon ride, and you've never really done either one of those, you're going to feel a lot of fear around that, because guess what? You've never done it before, and it's not in your subconscious. It's not in that, the monster processor is what I call it. So the monster processor isn't going to let you do that, because it's going to create so much fear, because this is new, and anything new is considered unsafe and sometimes even life-threatening by your subconscious mind. So, and that conscious-subconscious conversation is a very interesting one. Would you like me to go into it?
Yes, I was actually just going to ask you that.
Okay, good. Well, we, only about 5% of our waking life is controlled by our conscious mind. So what does that mean? It's our hopes and our dreams, our New Year's resolutions. Those are the resolutions that nobody ever fulfills, right? You know, gym lovers, gym owners love that New Year's resolution, right? And
right,
it's also, and it's affirmations. That's where our affirmations come from. And so affirmations come from your conscious mind, and the conscious mind downloads 40 bits of information a second. It might seem a lot for you, but wait till I talk to you about the monster processor subconscious. Subconscious controls 95% of your waking life.
Wow.
It is responsible. It's just a simple record playback system. So all it does is learn something, and it just keeps replaying it and replaying it and replaying it. That's why people find change difficult, because if your subconscious doesn't believe that that is safe for you, the likelihood of you actually succeeding is minimized. So what you want to do is you want to get your subconscious mind congruent with your conscious desires. What does that mean? It means change the beliefs held in your subconscious mind. And that's, you can't do it by just simply talking to it. That's why affirmations generally do not work. And why don't they work? Because subconscious is simply, like I said, a record playback. So it's sort of like this. Take a tape recorder, and I know that I'm showing my age here. And you take a tape and there's a song on it, you put it in there, and you want to record over that used tape. So you unplug it from the wall and you sing to it. That's what subconscious is like. Nobody is in there listening. You have to access the beliefs held there at the level at which they were created, which is energetic. And that's what you're doing with EFT. You're literally accessing your subconscious mind, creating new neural pathways. So that you change the belief held there. Because 80% of the beliefs held there in that subconscious mind, in yours and everybody else's, were created by your seventh birthday. So from 0 to 6, you're in a theta state, which is this mystical, magical, hypnagogic state where we're just downloading information, downloading other people's beliefs. That's all we're doing. And so you grew up with other people's beliefs. So, and everybody else, too. And they're generally your families and your community. And the subconscious, I call it the monster processor, because it downloads 40 million bits of information a second. So
wow.
It literally is a million times more powerful than your conscious mind. So if you really want to make changes, and in a way that those beliefs are changed at the subconscious level, they will show up as habit. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a myth that you have an awareness and you plus effort equals change. Yeah, eventually that's going to happen, but that takes real effort. Real effort. You're like, I'm going to try to do this. I'm really going to try to make these changes in my life. And how?
Mm-hmm.
And some people can do that. Usually it's about 6% of any given population can actually burst through that. That's the old, I'm going to try and I'm going to bust through that fear. Most people
mm-hmm.
cannot do that. And so that's what holds people back from making changes and making taking big risks to make their lives
mm.
better.
Right, and why... Also, they beat themselves up then when the change doesn't happen or when they want something and it just they can't seem to do it, right?
Exactly. Thank you for that.
Mm.
That's right. And you know what I say to everybody when I, you know, I speak a lot? You know, this is how it works. So from here, you know, from up to this point today, everything that you've created in your life, whether it's bad, good, or indifferent, it's not your fault. It's yours.
Mm.
You operating on someone else's beliefs. And so, but from today forward, you know you can change that. So it will be your fault because you've gotten the information now. So now you're totally
yes.
responsible for what you're creating.
Yes. See that, everyone? Did you know that you were going to be getting some major responsibility on this call tonight?
But
it's in a beautiful way, and I'm a big promoter of awareness because I do believe that you have to take responsibility for yourself, and part of being on this earth is taking ownership of who you are, and that is through this type of the thing that you are saying, and it's true, and we do need to make these shifts, and we do need to see once we have that awareness, once we understand the mentality, once we really get into the underlyings of how this works, how our consciousness and our subconsciousness operate and try to sync up together, and if you can get in that space, you realize that you do now have the power, and it's now your responsibility going forward, which is scary, but also a beautiful place to be in because you have that ownership.
Well, yeah, and it does empower you. You know, you're not doomed. I mean, lots of people, you know, say, I had such a terrible childhood, and my mom and my dad and blah, 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 and they were, you know, look, my mother was schizophrenic and my father was an alcoholic. And that's, I think, why I do what I do. Don't you? I mean, I
mm-hmm.
grew up in terrible trauma, and that's why I created all that illness, you know, in 2001, and
mm-hmm.
really had a breakdown. But it was all of that trauma that I had experienced throughout my life, just all piled up, and I ignored it, and talk didn't work, talk therapy didn't work, nothing was working. I was a basket case. I was, you know, the original not good enough girl, and everything just exploded. And so anybody can do this, by the way. I mean, it's really, it's the mechanics of using EFT is quite simple. Learning what to say is the difficult part. I've had clients going back 5 and 6 years in a group, and they always come to me, now what do I say? I don't know how to say this. It can be very tricky. It takes a while to learn it. But essentially,
mm-hmm.
it's just tapping on parts of your body and saying statements, and always the negative statement. And I know some people have a difficult time saying the negative because we've been so indoctrinated with the positive only, you know, the affirmations, which essentially don't work for most people. My mentor, Dr. Bruce Lipton, says you can say a million affirmations looking in the mirror. It's still not going to access your subconscious beliefs.
Mm. Right. No, that totally makes sense when you think of it that way. So that being said, can you take us, you know, and I do find it really interesting about the saying the negative. And I remember, you know, like I said, a couple times that I've tried the tapping techniques, I found that to be very interesting because most of my work that I've done on myself and worked with other people has been more around the empowering, you know, I am this, I will do this, you know, I will not let this, and kind of avoiding, you know, kind of almost like the law of attraction, you know, I don't want to say anything that I don't want. So if I'm saying negative things, is that going to attract it to me? And I'm starting to learn that it doesn't really work that way. And so I find it interesting that this corresponds then with the tapping.
Right.
Right,
so
right. Well, you know,
I would love, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, yeah.
No. I was going to say, I guess what I would love then on that note is if you could kind of take us really briefly through the mechanics and how that goes with the saying the negative. Now, like you said, this is a very, you know, kind of ongoing process. However, just
yeah.
I'd love to hear a little bit about that part.
Well, okay. First of all, it's important. Everybody here probably knows about The Secret, et cetera. Well, the one essential element that they leave out of The Secret is vibration. And that is the main element that's necessary. I mean, everybody knows how to ask, right? We all know how to ask. Okay,
mm-hmm.
universe, give me this. You know, mm-hmm. and the universe has to respond. That's a law. It's a universal law. So it's going to respond, but it's not going to respond to your asking. It's going to respond to the vibration behind the asking. And so what if you said, okay, the affirmation would be, I am going to make $200,000 this year. Let's just say that. I'm going to make $200,000 this year. And, you know, you just keep saying it over and over and over because you believe that that's because of what The Secret says, that's how it works. But what's underlying that statement is how you really feel about that. When you say it, you say it, and you look in the mirror and you say, I can make $200,000 this year. I can make $200,000 this year. Say it and look it. You know, your body can't lie to you. I bet, you know, you have to really ask yourself, is that really true at my most core level? 100% really true. And most of the time it isn't. So you have to change the vibration behind the asking. And that is with EFT. So you would, in essence, you would say the statement, you would create a statement that might sound something like, even though I don't believe that I'll be able to make $200,000 this year, I deeply and completely accept myself. And while you're doing that, you're tapping on something, on a part of your hand. You're going to say that twice more. And then you've got points on your body, meridian and points on your body that you're going to tap on. And you're going to say, I don't believe I can make $200,000 this year. I don't believe, and keep tapping and keep saying that statement. And what's going to happen is you're going to start feeling energy moving around in your body, and it might really be constricted or uncomfortable because you're just now finding out that your subconscious doesn't believe that you can make $200,000. Why? Because you've never done it before. You may not have made more than $75,000. So that monster processor, remember, is in complete control. If you want your subconscious to be completely congruent with your conscious desire of making $200,000, you have to reprogram your subconscious belief. And that's what we do with EFT by saying, I'll never make $200,000 this year. I'll never make $200,000 this year. And you give yourself, by the way, before you start, you give yourself a number, a subjective number, on a scale of 0 to 10. And, you know, how big is that feeling in your body that it'll never happen? It could be, you know, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. I don't know what it is. But by the time you finish tapping, you need to tap it down to a 0. This may sound complicated, but it's not. It's essentially pretty easy if you just have to follow the instructions written on the box.
I like that.
Did I address everything that you wanted me to address?
Oh, absolutely you did. And it's so funny for me, anyone that's taking a workshop with me or just is having conversations with me, I kind of have these moments when my mind is like blown, and that's when I get very silent. And so if anyone's sitting here now, they've seen me just like my mouth hanging open, like I'm having one of those aha moments. It's all clicking in my head.
We like those, the light bulb moments, yeah.
Yeah, oh man, so I'm totally lit up right now. I definitely, even when you said, I'm kind of going over everything you just said now, the whole fact that we're not really addressing the vibrations of what we are saying. And even when you had, you know, when you were saying, I'm going to make, you know, $200,000 this year, I'm like, yeah, that sounds awesome. I was, and thinking in my own mind, I would love to do that. That would be great. But then as soon as you said, is that really true? Or even though I don't think I'll make $200,000 this year, I fully and completely accept myself. It was almost like a relief. I almost kind of felt like I was coming clean.
You know why? You know why? It's very interesting.
Tell me why.
Because, yeah, it's cool. This, your subconscious knows that's a lie because it's never done it before, right? So it sends signals to your body. You know about muscle testing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's the same essential premise. It hears you say a lie, which you don't mean the lie. You're thinking if you're couching it as an affirmation. But it's a lie to your subconscious, your monster processor. So what it's doing is it's sending electrical signals to your body saying, oh, that's not the truth. Hold it there. I don't believe a word of that.
Right.
And
that's, no, that's
yeah, and that's where the discomfort comes in. So in order to get rid of the discomfort, which is really your subconscious saying that's not going to be possible, then you have to tap on the negative just to let it go. In other words, if you were to say, I can truly make $200,000, I know I can do this, it's like painting over old cracked wallpaper. It won't work.
Right.
Until you get rid of the limiting belief, which is, no, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. Because if we were, let's say, to backtrack and say, like, you know, I believe I can make $10, I'm sure that sounds so normal to me because I know that I can make $10. If someone said you had to make $10 tonight, I'm sure I could find a way, right?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
But if someone said you had to make $200,000 tonight, all of a sudden now I'm getting fear. I'm
panic.
Like, wait, how am I going to do
panic.
That? Right, panic.
Yeah, panic. Yeah. Uh-huh. And panic, by the way, remember when I said the main function of the subconscious is to keep you safe? And so some of these things that we attempt to do or that we say can feel unsafe and possibly life-threatening. And if you had to make $200,000 tonight, that could be feeling like it was life-threatening because that's so big.
Mm-hmm. It does. You get that gut feeling like, you know, if someone came up to me, you know, held a gun to my head and said, well, that would be scary. But if someone just said you had to do that, the thought itself is just very overwhelming.
Yes, like how do I do that?
In your mind, in your body.
I've never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fail.
Mm-hmm.
What if I fail? Mm-hmm. And then I'll be a loser and I can't make mistakes. You know, all of those limiting beliefs that we all have, right?
Right. That's incredible. So this goes beyond the idea of just tapping things away or making yourself feel more empowered. This is about acknowledging where you're holding yourself back, where you are protecting yourself. And like I said before, just coming clean almost and being like, this does scare me. This is something I don't know anything about. This is something completely new to me. This involves taking a risk, jumping into something I don't know.
Yeah,
and
I'm uncomfortable
through
with
all
it.
That. Yeah. But through all of that, I still accept myself as I am. I'm still here for myself. I'm still acknowledging what is going on. And I'm going to be my best ally throughout this, even through fear.
Right. And you will actually, you know, I have I have several groups. I have, you know, one in Florida, women's group, and I'm creating another one, and I'm also creating one in Atlanta, if anybody's interested on this call, if they're in that area. And it's a Saturday group, and we talk about these things that we don't even know that are holding us back. So I often, you know, somebody needs some help with something about a fear or an anger, or somebody said being lied to really, you know, really triggered her. And other people in the group said, well, that doesn't bother me so much. And I said, well, let's all tap on it and see what happens. And all of a sudden, everybody is upset because it did trigger them. They just didn't know it. Don't forget, Danielle, that 95% of the beliefs that you hold about yourself and the world around you are beyond your conscious awareness.
Right. And that's huge.
Yeah.
Big number.
Yeah, wow. I would say, yes, that's pretty darn big.
Yeah. So Okay, so you ran us through the whole process, really got us into space. You gave a beautiful example of how this works. Now, I guess my next question would be, if someone's doing this, they're running through the mechanics, they're understanding how to start. Like you said, it's difficult, but learning what to say. And is it just one of those things that you just stay with consistently? How does one sustain this practice?
That's the trick. I really think everybody needs a coach in the beginning because you're going to sabotage, your beliefs are going to sabotage you. You know, because don't forget, subconscious just wants to keep you safe, so it's going to keep you stuck right where you are.
Right.
And you're going to forget. Look, I have had people work with me for, going on a couple of years now. And even though I use other tools as well, but no matter what it is, they forget to do it. And it's not like they're forgetting. They're sabotaging themselves because they have underlying beliefs that say, at a subconscious level, that are saying to them, this isn't safe. You've never done this before.
Yeah.
All this new change, all this success, all your, your self-esteem, it's always been in the toilet, so why change now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's true. I find that even when we want something so bad, we want to change so bad, we want to lose weight or we want to, act a certain way in relationships or whatever it is that we really want, we, for some reason, tend to, quote-unquote, forget to do the tools. And I don't think that we're really forgetting. We are
afraid. Of course we're not.
Afraid.
Procrastination is? Procrastination is the subconscious maintaining the status quo.
Wow. I'm writing that down.
Yeah, that's from me. That's my quote.
Yeah.
It is. That's exactly what it is. That's all it just wants you to maintain. Look, it knows you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you have your coffee, you have your shower. It knows that. It knows all that. So it's really simple. But if you try to change your routine, if you walk around the block all the time the same way, try walking the other way and feel how uncomfortable you are doing it.
So true. Oh, I love it. I really appreciate the way that you phrase things and really understand the mind and understand our tendencies and can look at things in the opposite light of how we kind of tend to look on our side. Our tendencies tend to veer to.
Well, I love teaching. I don't know if you can tell that, but it's my calling. It's my duty. I have to do it. I would not say that, I don't believe in purpose. I'm one of those people. I think we can have a lot of passions, but if we keep ourselves focused on one purpose and it doesn't show up for us, we're going to be disappointed.
Yeah. I agree with you, absolutely. And it's clear that you do have a gift for this and you do love teaching. And unfortunately, we're already starting to wrap on my time here with you tonight.
Okay.
But I did, and I did want to bring this up when I was mentioning to someone about our show tonight and I was telling her a little bit about you. I mentioned the piece that you do children and teens, and I was curious how that would all fit in. And now that you've been talking, I see how valuable that is for you work with. Oh, my goodness, I can't even imagine, to be able to, everything that you shared with us, and I'm pretty sure all of our listeners are on an adult level that are thinking back right now, like, whoa, just the thought of being able to learn these tools early on in life and how that can really onset you from an early age just sounds incredible. And I'd love to just hear really quickly how they take to it.
Well, I use EFT, but I also use a technique called Psych-K, PSYCH-K, with kids, and essentially, and it's real fast. They get it really fast, and I often work with kids have anxiety, terrible anxiety, especially preteen, teens. It's performance anxiety, school anxiety. It's terrible, especially the girls. It really gets them. So if they come here and keep at it long enough, they will say to me, I wish that my mother knew how much this has changed me. My life is totally different.
That's incredible.
So you're giving your children an advantage that none of the other kids have. They're going to grow up, the rest of their lives are going to be driven by beliefs that they're They're smart enough. They matter. They're deserving. They're good enough. They're all that stuff that we never had the advantage of growing up. So their lives have, you know, just, they're limitless.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. I'm getting chills. Absolutely. And so, again, why this is just such a gift that you do this and that you're bringing this kind of awareness and really starting to promote that it's okay to think differently and it's okay to have fear. It's okay to be scared, but you can learn how to work with it and you can learn how to
let it go.
Learn how to let it go.
Just let
learn
the
to work
damn
with yourself.
Stuff go.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
what I tell people. You know, most people are in their own way, and it's just the fear that keeps people in. I always call it, you know, in that quicksand, and I have to pull them out. I say to some of my clients who are, you know, still struggling, I said, "Don't make me pull you out of that quicksand with dental floss."
Mm. So true.
Yeah,
so
it is.
True,
some
but you're right.
Resist,
you're right. People
resist the help, resist the change. That's how entrenched the fear is, and a lot of it comes. And I know we have to go, but a lot of it comes from trauma. So maybe we'll have another call about trauma, and it's one of my favorite subjects.
I would love to. I have absolutely enjoyed having you on so much. You're just so insightful, and the way you explain things just. Oh, like I said, just so many aha moments sitting here, and it's been a pleasure for me to run through this all with you. Any, you know, lasting thoughts that you would like to give to our listeners, and then just again recap how they can reach out to you or anything else that you would like to promote?
Yes, I just want to say start now, because a year from now you would have wished you started today. In changing
Beautiful.
Your beliefs about yourself. So I can be reached. Let me just talk about my free, so people get an idea of what this really is. You can go to thecappingtribe.com and sign up. It's a free one-hour monthly call. That's the last Monday of every month. It was last night. But once you sign up, you have access to all the recorded calls. So you can go back and listen and just try to learn it on your own if you want to, or you and there's a, you know, you'll get an email with all the details on it. I recommend you do that, and try it out for yourself, and then contact me because it is and it isn't simple. So if you don't get it, make sure you contact me at Susan@tapintoyourlife.com. Especially, I do, like I said, I do have women's groups that meet bi-monthly. If you're in the Atlanta area or you're in the West Palm Beach or Vero Beach area, I'm doing them every other month. And those are profound. It's profound work. We all get together and just tap for 4 hours nonstop. And I really don't think of anything, can't think of anything else. You know how to reach me. You can go to my site, which is tapintoyourlife.com. Go through it. Go on the homepage. You can download a lot of stuff for free there. You can download my free e-book called Embracing Detours, which talks about my my cancer diagnosis in March and how I got to be cancer-free.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I actually have family in the West Palm Beach area, so I will have to give them your information. And for all my listeners, I always post the details for our guests, so I will do that on my page as well so people can access it that way.
Excellent.
So thank you so much. Yeah. Oh, of course. Just, you know, and thank you for taking the time, like I said, to just talk with all of us tonight and give us such insight. I'm going to be introducing Paula, but so what I'd love for you to do, if you don't mind staying on for a moment, I'm going to give Paula's intro and then just see if anything Paula wants to ask you quickly before I debrief with her, if that works.
I'll stay on for the rest of the call. I'd be happy to.
Okay. Beautiful, Susan. Okay. So like I said, first of all, again, Susan, incredible. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to be actually bringing on, as I mentioned earlier, Paula Graham, who I'll just read her bio right now, actually. Paula is a shining light for healthy, happy living. She's a certified health coach with an extensive background in fitness and strength training. Paula inspires and empowers men and women to nourish and strengthen their bodies through group programs focused on detoxing and energizing with whole foods. Paula's growing private practice includes programs targeted for individualized health and wellness goals. A self-taught tapping enthusiast, Paula also trained through EFT Universe. Paula has a multitude of raving fans for her program, Unplug Your Cravings and Tap Into Your Shine, which delights both Paula and participants as they make subtle and sometimes profound shifts using this remarkable and effective mind-body tool. As a proud grandma, with more on the way, Paula hails from Shatuka, Minnesota, where she enjoys kayaking, cross-country skiing, yoga, and creating scrumptious recipes to include in her program. For complimentary sessions to gain incredible clarity on your health and lifestyle goals, you can contact Paula at shinewithpaula.com. So, Paula, welcome to the show. I'm unmuting your line. Welcome, Paula.
Hi, Danielle and Susan, and thank you so much. I really feel honored to be on this forum with two very accomplished women who have chosen this path of such heart-based work.
Oh, well, thank you so much. So I'd love to just, I feel like right now my brain is on fire. I'm buzzing from everything that Susan just shared with us, and I'd love to just hear your initial take from everything that you just digested.
Okay, I'll do my best. I took a few notes. And Susan, I wholeheartedly agree with you that EFT is an amazing tool for achieving both physical and emotional freedom, and that's where it's set apart from what I understand and have learned from acupuncture and acupressure, which tend to help the physical body or pain. But somehow EFT tapping really gets to that emotional, freeing up the emotional baggage and the emotional burdens that we all carry at some level or other. So I do agree, and I also think it's a very simple tool, and I also agree that it can be tricky, though, to find the right words. And I know what has helped me to find the right words is just learning as much as I can about it from the classes I've taken, from books, and from listening to the tapping summits that are offered for free, so that you can hear from the various mentors and experts that are out there who have gone before us and who are so great at this as you are. And, you know, I just pick up some of their tips. And I think an important key for starting is we tend to think of bringing up our feelings that don't feel so good as a negative thing. And I try to encourage people more rather than thinking of it as a negative thing, that something we don't want to look at, is just speak your honesty. You know, what are you honestly feeling? We're talking about what we honestly feel so that we can, you know, have that opportunity then through tapping to get beyond those feelings that might not feel so good. So, let's see. I'm just going to look at a few notes here.
Yeah, no, tapping. I mean, she, you know, yeah, I was just going to say, like, she really covered so much. And I think what's interesting for you with the way you've taken tapping, and actually, we'll get to that, you've really kind of defined it into the world of health and fitness and clean eating, and I'd be curious how you found EFT and how you got your start in it.
Well, like Susan, I would like to be brief because it was probably a longer story than we have time for, and I don't want to bore anybody with it, but there was an original form of it. I believe his name was Richard Callahan. Is that correct, Susan? Are you on?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I think it's David Callahan.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you know
Callahan
what? You might
technique.
Be right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But it was called the Callahan technique, and it was much more complex because it dealt with algorithms. And rather than the shorter form that is universally used by most people today, it was very complicated because you had specific places you tapped on the body for each different specific problem. So I tried it for a while, and I thought, this is not for me. It's just way too complicated. I probably gave the program to Goodwill, and that was a good 10 or maybe even 15 years ago. So I kind of put it aside, and then it was on Dr. Mercola, was offering a book on tapping that I purchased as well as a DVD, and I immediately started tapping on myself. I had a few of what's in tapping world often known as or called 1 minute miracles. Not everyone gets the opportunity to have a 1 minute miracle, but I had some physical pain I was trying to clear that went away because I got behind it with tapping, got to free myself up of that. And I thought, wow, I'm going to keep doing this. And so I just kept learning, really. And then I started practicing on friends and family and eventually some clients. And One of the things I really find interesting is initially tapping really does sound too good to be true. And so where I like to start a lot of times is just right there with people. I say, you know, even though this tapping stuff can't really work, I mean, just tapping all over my body, how could it possibly help me with whatever, name it, the pain or the physical pain, the emotional pain or whatever you're working on. And then I tap right through that. You know, maybe it's silly to some people. And I like to try to talk to them first about what language would they use. You know, how does this tapping make you feel? And then we talk about those feelings. And Susan, working with children, what a wonderful gift you are to the world. I mean,
oh, well, I love kids anyway, so I don't have grandchildren, so I pick on other kids.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, I hope to do it more with my own grandson. He lives in California, and I've had a fair amount of opportunities to be with him, and I'm going to see him again soon, so we'll see if I get some chances to tap with him. But I've shown his mom how to do it, and she's had a little bit of success with working with him too. But can I just share a quick story of my own success the first time I ever tried to work with a child, a 9-year-old boy? Do I have time
Please
for that?
Do, yes.
Okay. Well, we were in our community pool, and I invited a friend over. And she doesn't swim, and her son enjoys the water so much, so we bounced around in the noodle, and she kept saying, just don't let him get his face wet. I said, okay. Well, I used to teach swimming lessons. I taught my own kids to swim, and so I'm used to knowing how to work with children in water. But I didn't want to, take him beyond his limits. So suddenly I thought, I wonder if this tapping thing is going to work. So I started explaining to him a little bit about tapping, but I wanted to use a very simple form. So I just took one point that I've heard some people call or refer to as the fear point, and I worked with him right on that little point. Showed him that would you mind if I just tap on your face right here a little bit and show you how to do it too, and play a little game with you? So he said, sure. He went along with it. So I asked him a few questions. I said, you know, bounced him up and down a little bit. I said, can you blow some bubbles? And he blew some bubbles. He doesn't mind putting his mouth in the water, apparently. It's just not the eyes. So I said, okay, now put your whole face in the water. And he violently shook his head no and drew back from me. And I thought, oh, boy, there it is, you know. So I asked him, are you afraid to put your face in the water? He said, oh, no. Well, an important part of EFT I've learned is you want to try, especially with children, and Susan, I know you have experience with this, you want to try to get to the language they might use or the feelings that they have. So I said, well, how does it feel to put your face in the water? If you think about it, how does it make you feel? He said, nervous. So I started tapping, and I said, I feel so nervous when I put my face in the water. I feel so nervous putting my whole face in the water. And maybe tapped about, oh, I don't know, 8 or 10 times that way. And then I just stopped, and I said, okay, put your face in the water. He just dunked his whole head in. That's how it can work.
Yeah, right. So it really can just be that literal sometimes.
I like it. I really do. And I'd be curious to know, you know, when we were talking earlier that, you know, we were saying like how our mentality is always just like you have to push through the pain. You have to work hard, right? No pain, no gain. And when you look at the tapping on the outside, it seems like it's way too easy. And as we continue to discuss tonight, we're seeing that it's more of a mental journey that you have to go through and learning how to realign and work with the new vibrations of your body and really working through where, you know, you're lying to yourself or where you're just, you know, acknowledging, hey, I don't know how to do this, and that's why I'm scared. That's why I don't want to. I want to stay where I am because it's what I know. So given that, how do you work with that weird, like, with the, it is kind of a weird contrast where the outer is actually the easy part. It's getting used to the inner being a hard part. Do you find that people are challenged by that? Especially with
Danielle,
you in the fitness and strengthening field. Yeah.
Well, I haven't worked with a lot of clients, and I do have a growing practice, so I just take each person as they come and work by having a conversation with them and trying to find out and getting to the best of my ability the heart of what's really bugging them. Oftentimes you get through one layer, though, and they call it either layers or aspects, that behind that is going to be another aspect. So sometimes there might be some initial breakthroughs or discovery sessions that need to go a little deeper, you know, or even a lot deeper, depending on what level of trauma or crisis they might be dealing with. So I just really do take it as it comes. And Danielle, I know we've had from a previous conversation that you work intuitively in many ways with people, and I do have to say that I think working intuitively is something that comes in very handy with most people who do EFT.
Yeah. I can see that as well, and that whole idea of just continuing to practice, and the more that you become comfortable with this and the more you let yourself adjust to it, the more it can flow.
Uh-huh. I want to get back to a note I took about Susan, too. And Susan, I loved the piece you brought in from The Secret about vibration, and that the vibration is really, it's the feeling that's so important. And you talked about how the subconscious knows that our affirmation is a lie, we'll say.
Yes.
And we attribute that vibration to our electrical system, and what popped in my mind right then and there was, well, that's exactly how those mechanical lie detector machines work. So thinking about it in that terms, I thought, gee, when we use EFT, it's kind of a great tool for getting more clarity so we can kind of be our own lie detectors. We can get a fast track to our most authentic truth, if you will.
Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. I'm writing all this down. Danielle's getting silent again because she's having her aha moments, and I'm like, oh, I have to get this down. But then I just remembered our show is recorded, so I can always go back and listen.
I love that recording stuff, Egan. It's a great cheating method.
Yeah, so it definitely is for when you're having too many aha moments that you can't handle. So you can always go back and re-listen. It's a gift.
The other thing I really love is that Susan is doing this tapping tribe. And
yes.
I just joined it today, and I look forward to being part of your tribe. In fact, it's such a great name. I wish I thought of it myself, Susan.
Lots of people have
you.
Tried to buy it, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
But no, it's wonderful. It's perfect. And so I look forward to tapping with you both at the tribe and maybe getting a private session one of these days. But I do like to tap every day, and I encourage everyone who wants to give this a try not to give up, but like you said, start now. You'll regret it if you don't start now, and perhaps think back a year from now or so when you really might need this tool. Gee, I should have, or I wish I'd learned that EFT. Well, no time better than now to start, and with somebody like Susan, and I love to do this too. I'm available for tapping sessions, but I don't have this type of a tapping tribe available, and so I really highly encourage everybody to jump in, and maybe I'll see you as part of the tribe. Part of Susan's tribe. If I have one more mention to talk about, talk about group tapping a little bit, I just wanted to throw something in about that too.
Yeah, we have time for like one more concept, so I'd love for you to just, yes, go for it.
Okay. Well, I do tap occasionally on my teleclasses with groups, and the teleclasses are called Unplug Your Cravings and Tap Into Your Shine, so I specifically work on unplugging the cravings on sugar and foods that can be problematic for people for one reason or another. And oftentimes with remarkable results, I've gotten rid of my own chocolate and bakery cravings, as an example. I'm still working on coffee. I seem to backtrack. I'll get rid of it for a while, and then I seem to crave it again. But I've had a lot of success both with other people and with myself. And one of the beautiful things about group tapping is whether we have the same craving or the same emotional baggage or issue is not important, because it's those feelings and emotions that are universal. We all feel and share similar emotions at some time in our life about something. So when you're tapping along with others, I believe another term that I've heard it called in EFT through EFT Universe is they call it benefit tapping. Everyone stands to benefit both by supporting the person who's tapping as well as empowering yourself to make some shifts while you're tapping along with the other person. Regardless of whether you share the same issue or not, there is benefit. And many people don't know at this time, if you're not familiar with EFT or tapping, that there are people around the world offering this in places where there's extreme crisis. Vietnam vets are being helped with post-traumatic stress syndrome. There's an organization helping train a whole community of people who've been victims of the Rwanda genocide, those types of things. So it's a great self-help tool. It's a great tool if you go to an advanced or an expert practitioner such as Susan. And it's just also a wonderful thing for communities and groups.
Beautiful. No, so beautifully said. I love that you said our feelings and our emotions are all universal, and we all share in that. And you're right, and we can support each other in that too. And we need to remember that we're not alone in this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love. So thank you so much, and thank you so much for just kind of sharing in what you thought about what Susan had to say and bringing in how you do it for yourself in your own solo practice and then how you've been reaching out to others as well. I really appreciate your insight and how you looked at it all and how you bring it into your world. Is there anything else that you'd like to, kind of a final thought for our listeners and then just any additional details on how they can get in touch with you?
Well, I'd just like to say that this is the first radio show I've ever done, and I felt quite calm and excited about it and didn't think I was going to get nervous, and I tapped a little my own butterflies before the show. But actually, I got quite nervous. I wanted to honor everyone and really listen deeply to what you had to say and to listen to Susan and learn from you all. And so I've been tapping the entire time that we've been on. And it's really helped me maintain my cool a little bit better, my cool.
Wow, that's so amazing. And you know what? It's interesting because we did talk a lot before the show, and I felt you were a little bit nervous, but all of my guests are, and in a great way because you're excited and you don't know what to expect. And like you had said, it was your first time. But when you came on, you sounded so calm that I was like, whoa. I was like, she's in the zone or something clicked. And clearly it was a lot to do with the fact that you were like, okay, I know that I'm about to do something that is new for me, that might be a little bit scary. I haven't done it before, so I don't know what to expect. So I'm going to tap into that. And you know, for our listeners, this is a clear example of how well and how quickly it can work.
That's right.
Yeah. So any information on how people can get in touch with you before we let you go?
Sure. Just go to my website. It's www.shinewithpaula.com, like Shining Health, S-H-I-N-E.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Paula, for, again, taking the time to come on, giving us those beautiful examples and sharing what you do. I really appreciate you taking the time.
And I appreciate this opportunity so much. It was lovely to meet both of you. My pleasure.
Yes. You as well. And again, thank you to Susan. It was so wonderful having you on. I definitely will be in touch. I'd love to do perhaps a show in the future on trauma, as you mentioned, and anything else that you have going on, please do keep me posted. And again, just thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm just so happy to, I feel, you know, just so much different than I did an hour ago. And I really got my need met of wanting to know more about EFT, wanting to understand the process more. And I hope that my listeners did as well. So I thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you for really, I'm honored to be on this program and to be with you because you're a seeker and it's obvious that you are. You know, people like you are on the leading edge and you're going to give people information that is valid and valuable, and I honor that in you and appreciate it as well. And Paula, the same for you. You know, I will have to keep in touch, and I honor your journey, too, because starting out in a new practice and making it happen for you is so exciting.
I didn't get into talking about my journey, and I won't spend any more time on that other than to say, Susan, that we do have quite a bit in common in that way. There were some years of my life where I had an additional 40 pounds on me, was riddled with pain.
Mm-hmm.
Fatigue, didn't feel good,
yeah.
Prone to depression.
I think we've all been there.
Come out on the other side, too, and feel great.
Yeah, I think everybody has had those moments or those years or those weeks or those months where, you know, they are looking for a solution. And when you're driven that far, you reach the bottom, which is I'm sure you did and I did as well, that you, that's the time when you seek the appropriate help and you have an instinct that this is really going to be the one.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Well, again, thank you both so much. Truly appreciate it. And we'll all be in touch.
Thank you,
thank
Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. What a great show. Exceeded my expectations, I think, as this always happens. And I just feel so much more alive in knowing all of this and being able to have this platform to share with you all. That's truly an honor for me, and I am just so grateful that you take the time to listen not only as a way to show your support for me, but to show your support for yourself, to show yourself where you can benefit in your life, where you can stop the feelings of always just being so stuck where you are, to be so tired of going through the same motions every day or feeling the same emotions that just upset you or the pain that just seems to hold you back and you know that you want to feel better and you just can't seem to make that push. Well, by listening tonight, you're making that push. Well, even if it's just a little bit, it takes a long time to get that rock all over the cliff, right? But every day, if you just keep pushing a little bit, eventually something's going to move, something's going to shift. And I believe that for you as well. I truly, truly do from the bottom of my heart. So just thank you so much. And please remember to honor yourself and remember that this is part of your being. This is part of who you are, and you need to own into that. And as we said earlier, you have a responsibility now. You have some more power. You have some more knowledge. So I really hope you use that in a way that you can benefit yourself and empower yourself and really grow into yourself into a new way that can help develop you further in your evolution. So, again, thank you so much. Really quick, our sponsor, I meant to promote them earlier, but I got very caught up in it all. Like I said, we have a new sponsor, audible.com, which we're super happy to sponsor. They're a leading provider of spoken video, digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from. You can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you can get one free audiobook and one free month of trial of service. I love Audible. And I'm not just saying that. When our producer, Russ Terry, had mentioned that they were going to be our sponsor, I was so excited because I use it myself. Living in New York City, I'm always walking somewhere. I'm on the subway, and it's kind of awkward to read a book. So it's a beautiful way for me to be able to listen to a lot of the books that I want to read, but just it's tricky too with living in the city and having, you know, walking everywhere. It's a great way that I can get the resources I need, still pay attention to where I'm going, and, you know, and do it in an affordable way. So I definitely recommend Audible. And I'd love for you to do it through us, audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And I'll post that on the Facebook as well. So, again, thank you so much for listening tonight. If you want to get in touch with me, you can find me at newyoucitycoaching.com on every social media platform there is. If there's one I don't know about, please tell me because I will probably get on it right then. Just look up New You City. Again, my name is Danielle Mercurio. You can contact me at Danielle@DanielleMercurio.com. And as always, just thank you for listening. I so appreciate your support and your kind words. And have a beautiful evening. Keep dreaming and stay open to the possibilities. Bye, everyone.